the season of the year that comes after winter is?
After winter is spring.
Uh-huh. A person who's thirsty might go to the kitchen and get a drink of?
Water.
After supper, somebody has to what the dishes?
Wash.
And to get the soap off, she has to?
Rinse.
On your hair, you can use a comb or a?
Brush.
A boy was sick, so his mother put a thermometer in his mouth and took his?
Temperature.
Now, would you count from 1 to 20 for me, please?
I'm going to count slow.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay. The number after 99 is?
100.
And the number after 999 is?
1,000.
Now, will you say the days of the week, please?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay. Let's see. This that grows on top of my head is my?
Hair.
And this part of my face up here is my?
Forehead. Or forward, or however you want to call it.
And the thing that I hear with is my
ears.
And I see with my
eyes.
And the thing
I want to stop you a minute. Did you ever hear anybody call in the years?
The years?
Uh-huh.
No.
Well, you know, there's a lot of old-time people around here that does. They don't never say the word ear.
For heaven's
sake.
It's
just like corn, you know. They say years of corn. And your years you hear out of, you know. And it was the funniest thing to me. Here a while back, there was an old lady out there that my husband used to know her well. She lived not far from his mother. And she had her head all tied up, you know, with a scarf. It was real cold. It was out in the cemetery at her funeral. And I was going to compliment her, you know, and tell her she looks so young, you know, because she's old looking, but she did look young according to her age. I said, "Oh, I'm glad to see you." I said, "What have you been doing with all your years?" She says, "Well, I've been trying to keep them covered up, but I'm not doing much of a job." I said, "Well, I think you've done a pretty good job." And she went on, she never didn't know what I meant.
Well, she was a good old lady.
Tried to keep them covered up. Yeah. Pull the scarf around a little tighter.
That is funny.
She really had been keeping them covered up, because she sure didn't look as old as she was. She didn't know none of that I was talking about.
Ms. Pravat, what do you call the thing that you smell with?
Your nose.
Okay. And you put food in your
mouth.
And, let's see, in the morning you have to brush your
teeth and hair, or which one?
Okay, it was teeth I was after. And a little baby might have just one of those.
One, two.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the things that the teeth are attached to are the
gums.
And down at the bottom of your face is your
chin.
And a person puts a hat on his
head
and ties a tie around his
chin.
Yeah, or if he's a man, he puts on a what kind of tie?
Oh, a necktie.
Uh-huh. And if somebody has a cold, he might also have a sore
throat.
And what do you call the hard thing in the throat? The thing that sticks out a little way.
Or what you call it, a swallow?
Have you ever heard that called a goozle?
I believe I have.
Uh-huh. Okay. The places where your arms are attached to your body are the?
Shoulder.
And, let's see, right now I'm holding out one
finger.
And these are three?
Three fingers.
And this is my
thumb.
And I'm holding my pen in my right
hand.
And everybody has two of the same thing,
two hands.